One day, there was a bricha in a certain country where suddenly people made a decision to run away from the country, and everyone ran, and while they were running away from this country, they entered into a forest, and there was a young boy and a young girl that got lost, that got separated from everybody, and suddenly they found themselves lost in the forest alone. And they were very small, four or five years old, and they had nothing to eat with them. What did they do? They started screaming and crying. Small children like that, what could they possibly do? They're desperate. They need food, they're screaming and crying. While they were crying like this, suddenly a betler appeared. The term betler refers to a poor person. One translation is a beggar, a person who begs for alms, food, for money. The term betler also means someone who pleads. So a betler came along carrying his sack, which in Yiddish the word for it is tarbus, in which he carried his bread. And these children started to approach him, this boy and girl, and they started to attach themselves to him, to stick to him. And he gave them some of the bread to eat, and they ate. He asked them, "How did you get here?" They answered, "We don't know." Because they were small children. They didn't know why everybody fled and how they ended up in this place. And then this betler started taking leave from them. So they asked him to please take them with him. He said, "That I don't want. I don't want you to come with me." And as they were discussing this, they looked at him and they realized that he was blind. And this was incredible to them. The fact that this betler is blind, completely blind, how did he know where to go? He's walking as if he knows his way perfectly. In fact, this was really unusual. The children of this age, 4 or 5 years old, were able to realize that he was blind because they were such small children, and that they were able to think of this question. Blind person, how does he know his way around so well? This betler proceeded to give them a bracha, a blessing, and his blessing was, "I bless you that you should be like me. You should be old, you should be zochah to become old like me." And he didn't explain this at all. He left some additional bread with them.
Bread, and he left. Once again, they continued to eat.
to them, he was Vigapke. The words were coming out unclear. They couldn't make out what he was saying. He understood what they were saying, but they could not understand what he was saying. And sure enough, the third Bedlam also gave them bread, and he left. And he also gave the same bracha, blessing them, that they should be like him. A fourth Bedlam came along. This Bedlam had a crooked neck. Same thing. Gave them bread, gave them the bracha, and left. A fifth Bedlam came along, who was Baal Chatoitros, who was a hunchback. In Yiddish, the word for hunchback is Ohoiker. And then a sixth Bedlam came along, who didn't have hands. And then a seventh Bedlam came along, who didn't have feet. And each and every one of them gave them bread, and gave them a bracha, that they should be like him. Now, once again, they used up the bread of this last Bedler, the seventh Bedler, and at this point, they started walking out of the forest towards civilization. Until they came upon a certain path, and they followed that path till it led them into a small village. And these two children, this boy and girl, went to a house, and they presented themselves as four-year-old, five-year-old boy and girl, and the people gave them bread. Then they went to another house, they also gave them bread. And they decided that they can take care of themselves this way. They'll go from one house to the other, and each person will give them a little, and this is how they'll be able to carry on. They saw that this was good, so they made a pact between themselves, an agreement, that they're always going to stick together. This boy and girl are going to stay together. And they made for themselves these torbas, these large sacks that the beggars used to carry around to put bread in. And they went from door to door, collecting. Now this boy and girl finished in this village, and they went out to another village. And from there they went to another city, and this was their way of paying, of providing for something, go from door to door. And whenever there was a market day, a big market day, when all the merchants would come to sell their wares and everything, they would go there also, and they would sit among the beggars, sit among the poor people there, the way these poor people sit at these market days, putting out their plates, you know, for people to throw a coin in. People are coming to shop, to buy, to sell and everything. And people want Hashem's blessing, so they'll throw a coin into the plate to take care of the poor people also. Until these two children became famous among all the Bedlams, all of them knew that there was this young couple, these young kids, who were also poor, and they also traveled in the same way that the Bedlams did. We'll hold it over here for now. The next part of the story gets much more interesting, where these Bedlers come upon a great plan of how to help this boy and girl.